This is Alive with Joseph.
Give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read the scriptures quickly before you sit. The book of Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 14, ESV translation. I read it says, then the Lord said to Abram, know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs and will be servants there. And they will be afflicted for 400 years, but I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve. And afterwards, they shall come out with great possession. Underline the word, they will come out with great possession. Now, when you come to Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, it says, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And when you go, you shall not go empty handed. Walk up to three people on my behalf and announce to them, no more empty hands. No more empty hands. Now you go ahead and give Jesus your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Welcome to this beautiful midweek service. Glory to Jesus. Now he said to them that you will come out with great possession according to Genesis chapter 15. He said that you, when you are going to come out, you're coming out with great possession. And when they go in Exodus chapter 3, he now says to them that they will not go empty-handed. And I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus, 2026, you will not end it with empty hands in the name of Jesus. I said, you will not end it with empty hands in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. May your hands not be empty in the name of Jesus. I declare by the time this year is over, may your hands touch your desire in the name of Jesus. I say your hands will touch your desire in the name of Jesus. In the remaining 33 weeks of this year, I prophesy every week there shall be a major miracle for you in the name of Jesus. I declare your eyes will see your desire, your hands will touch it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. So he said to them, they will come out with great possession. So tonight we're looking at favor for next level. Favor for next level. Now understand that God has already checked this atmosphere. And I believe in my spirit that you're not leaving this room the same way you came in. Now the power of God's word in such a way is that when the spirit of the word of God being preached enters into you, it travels into different directions and dimensions of your life and begins to fix issues that is anywhere in any part of your destiny. That the word of God, when it is being preached and you are seated under that atmosphere, one thing that happens is the spirit of the word of God, it travels to begin to deal with issues. Jesus said that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Therefore, I pray for you again tonight, as you are receiving the word of God, let the spirit of the word of God enter into issues in your life and let those issues be settled in the name of Jesus. I say, let the issues be settled in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you. You have walked in here in a certain way. I declare, by the time the service is over, you are not living the way you came in the name of Jesus. Listen, I didn't come to leave you the way I met you. I declare, whatever next level stands or whatever next level represents in your life, by the time that God is done with you, in the few minutes we have, I declare you are entering it in the name of Jesus. I say, you enter your next level in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, next level to every one of us, it means different things. Next level to every one of us, it means different things. To someone here tonight, your next level is a new job. To another person tonight, your next level is marital settlement. To another one tonight, your next level is promotion at work. To another one tonight, your next level is the healing of your body. To another tonight, your next level is deliverance from spiritual aggression. To another again tonight, your next level is that the Lord must intervene and terminate family patterns that have refused you to lift up your head. To another, next level actually means business breakthrough. So whatever it is that your next level is, I declare over you tonight, enter into it in the name of Jesus. I say, enter your next level in the name of Jesus. Enter your next level in the name of Jesus. Enter your next level in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is the next level you are believing God for, you are trusting God, you have prayed about it, you have fasted for it, your faith is charged up for it, I come tonight to agree with you. For the Bible says, when two shall touch and agree, I touch and agree with you tonight, and I bring you into that next level in the name of Jesus. I say, come into it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. The Bible made it clear concerning the Jews in the book of Genesis 15 that we read, that God said to Abraham, your seed will be captives for 400 years. They will be in captivity for 400 years. And God began to explain to Abraham how they were going to come out. God said to Abraham, by the time they will come out of that captivity, they will come out with great substance. He said, by the time they are out of that captivity, they are not going to come out empty-handed. They will come out with great substance. It isn't interesting to know that God didn't actually tell them that their captivity will be in Egypt. He never mentioned anything in Egypt. But he said, whichever nation they will enter into captivity with. There was no time God said they will enter into Egypt. So that captivity could have been any other nation. But at that moment, it was Egypt that held them captive. And God said, this is what will happen. By the time you will come out, you are coming out with great substance. I don't know what it is that has held you captive, but I pray for you tonight. By the time the Lord is done with you tonight, you are out with great substance in the name of Jesus. I say you are out with great substance in the name of Jesus. You are out with great substance in the name of Jesus. So for them, great substance was their next level. And God said it was going to be possible. Why? Because by the time I'm done with you, what has held you captive will not only release you, it will release you with compensation. And God said in Exodus chapter 3, it is going to happen on the platform of favor. Listen, friends, many believers know what they want, but they do not know what they need. And if all you know is what you want, you will remain in need. And the Bible speaking tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, ESV translation, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So that is to say, when you know what to seek, every other thing is added. The reason why many believers don't receive what should be added is because they don't know what they want. They don't know what ought to seek. Child of God, there are things you don't need to seek for. They are meant to be added. Therefore, when you know what you need, what you want becomes an addition. And the reason many people, many believers, what they want is not being added is because they are not seeking what they ought to seek. The reason why many believers have misplaced priorities is because they don't actually know what they need. And as a result, they are caught up in the rat race of life. They are caught up in the rat race of life. Many are looking for what they want, while God has already promised them that what you want is already available. All you need to do is to seek me, make me a priority. Then every other thing shall be added. There are things that God doesn't want you to pursue. Why? Because by his design, those things are meant to be an addition to your life. They are meant to be an addition. Do you know that toiling in life is you pursuing things without God? Toiling in life is pursuing things or pursuing what God has already promised to add to your life. Anytime anyone comes into toiling, as a believer, you come into toiling, it is because you are pursuing what God has already promised to add to your life. When you start pursuing what God has promised to add to your life, it simply means you don't know what you need. Many people don't know what they need, and as a result, what God has promised to add, they are chasing after it. They are running after it, and the more they run, the farther the thing goes from them. The more they run after it, the farther it goes. Friends, there are things God wants to add. Unfortunately, the priorities of many believers are wrong. Get your priorities right. Jesus speaking to us in the same Matthew chapter 6. Let's read from verse 25 to 32. He says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious for anything. Do not be anxious
saying, what shall I eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. He knows that you need them all. He said, do not be anxious. Anyone that is under the yoke of anxiety, I deliver you tonight in the name of Jesus. As I set you free in the name of Jesus, be delivered from every anxiety in the name of Jesus. He continues, said, do not be anxious. He kept repeating it. And he says, anxiety flows from the pursuit of things. That's where anxiety flows from. What will I eat? What will I wear? What will I eat? When priorities are wrong, what should be added becomes your pursuit. When priorities are wrong, what is promised to be added becomes your pursuit. When you know what you need, you will be able to prioritize. When your priorities are in order, my friend, there are things you will not pray for because they will just be added. I don't know what you're looking for. I pray for you by the mercy of God. They are added to your life in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I said they are added in the name of Jesus. I said they are added in the name of Jesus. They are added in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Celebrate Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. So our Heavenly Father began to speak to the Jews, you know, what they would need for their hands not to be empty. He began to speak to them what they would need if they are to come out with great substance. Remember Genesis 50, he told them about great substance. Exodus chapter 3, he now began to tell them that they are not going to come out empty handed. Friends, are you aware that Moses entered into Egypt, displayed the power of God? God demonstrated his great power in Egypt. By the time Moses was done with Egypt, with the power he entered into Egypt, Egypt was never the same. He messed up Egypt. Egypt was never the same. Moses humbled Egypt. He dealt with the gods of Egypt. He dealt with the throne called Pharaoh. He dealt with everything. Their water became blood. The palace of Pharaoh was filled with frogs and flies. Everything Egypt ever knew as resources was wasted. They were humbled by the power of God. I don't know what it is that has become Egypt in your destiny. I declare tonight, by the power of God, that thing is humbled out of your life in the name of Jesus. I say it is humbled out of your destiny in the name of Jesus. But I came to discover that is where many believers stop. Many believers stop at the place of the display of power. If all that happened in Egypt was just the display of the power of God, listen friends, Israel will have come out of Egypt, but they will have come out poor. They will have come out of Egypt empty-handed. They will have come out of Egypt without possession. Hear me, friends. Power is good, but let it be accompanied with favor. Put that scripture on the screen for me in the book of Exodus, the one we read. The Bible said, when God wanted to bring them out, he didn't say, I will bring you out by power. Put it on the screen. Thank you. He said, and I will give these people favor. Because for them not to come out empty-handed, it is not going to be by power. It is going to be by favor. He said, by the time I give them favor in the sight of the Egyptians, when you go, you shall not go empty. So favor is the cure for emptiness. Favor is the cure for emptiness. Power is good, but my friend, let it be accompanied with favor. Hear me, friends. The cure for emptiness is favor. After the display of power, when it was time for them to leave Egypt, God said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, that when you go, you will not go empty-handed. I will give them favor so that by the time they come out, they will not come out begging. They will not come out empty-handed. I declare your days of emptiness are over in the name of Jesus. I say your days of empty hands are over in the name of Jesus. That is, on the wings of favor, everybody is coming out, but they are coming out with great possession. Hear me, child of God. If there is anything you need in the next 7 months of 2026, it is the favor of God. Are you understanding me tonight? You need some favor for the next level of your destiny. You need favor for next employment you are believing God for. You need favor for the next abundance. You need favor for your next level. And I prophesy the favor you need for your next level. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive that favor you need in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I am highly favored. Thunder, I am highly favored. For the last time, thunder, I am highly favored. If you believe it, give the Lord your highest praise tonight. When it was time to come out, it didn't require the rod of Moses. When it was time to come out with resources, he said, the only way you can collect resources is by favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Child of God, sometimes you need some of your adversaries to be around you so that God can prepare a table. The table God says he will prepare is in the presence of your adversaries, not in their absence. Are you understanding me? Sometimes you hear your adversaries under the yoke of death. You go and pray them back to life. You say, in the name of Jesus, receive life. Why? Because he prepares a table for me in the presence of my adversaries. Listen, friends, some of your adversaries need to be around. Why? God wants to use them to favor you. You didn't hear me. I said, God wants to use them to favor you. How do I know? They may not like your face. They may not like your God, or they may not like the God you have believed in, or they don't like the church you go to. But listen, friends, when you are favored, they have no choice but to contribute to your next level. They have no choice. Are you understanding me, friends? They have no choice. Friends, are you aware that in the Bible, the Egyptians didn't like the Jews? Are you aware that the Egyptians were the masters of the Jews? Are you also aware that they didn't even want them to go? But when the favor of God showed up, the Egyptians, who didn't like the Jews, were the ones giving them gold, giving them silver, giving them everything, giving them luxurious clothes. Why? Because when God favors you, your adversaries become your enabler. When God favors you, your adversary becomes a helper. When God favors you, your adversary gives to you that which you are looking for. I pray for you today, as your amen will thunder, your enemies will give to you in the name of Jesus. I say your adversaries will give to you in the name of Jesus. Some of you are used to friends giving to you, but there's another level called favor, where your adversaries, they are the one publishing you, they are the one fighting for you, they are the one doing things for you. And I declare, I welcome you to that level in the name of Jesus. Your adversaries will give to you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. They didn't like them, they were their slaves, but when favor came, they started giving to them. They started giving to them. I don't care whether the person loves you or not. Whether they love you or not is irrelevant. You're not looking for a love relationship. Is that what you're looking for? Is that what you're looking for? You're looking for them to give you what belongs to you. And I command today, they will deliver what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever they must contribute towards your next level, I speak to them right now. Let them contribute it into your life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy in the next 7 months of this year, everyone you come in contact with will favor you in the name of Jesus. I said they will favor you in that office in the name of Jesus. I declare in the marketplace, they will favor you in the name of Jesus. In the industry where you are, they will favor you in the name of Jesus. The gatekeepers of that industry, I pray for you today, by favor, they will show you the way in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Favor is a divine element. When it is at work in your life, it guarantees progress. It guarantees achievement. It guarantees attainment, and it brings you to the place of fulfillment. Friends, in our world today, favor is a must and is a requirement. In our world today, in a world where we live in a council culture, where people can just arise and cancel you, they can just arise and determine what they want to do concerning you. My friend, you need favor. So that when they rise to cancel you, Ayana Maragadaba, whatever they put together becomes a propeller to your next level. In our world, you need favor. People can just arise and decide to cancel you and put you out there on social media. And all doors are closed. But when favor comes, when they put you out there, it becomes an advertisement. Everybody is looking for you. Everybody is looking for you. Everybody is looking for you. In our world today, you need favor. When favor is at work in your life, he gives you what qualification will not give to you. He gives you what strength and might will not give to you. When favor shows up, he gives you what protocols, ethics, and principles will not give to you. Favor is an empowerment from God. It is divine element required for anyone who wants to experience the next in their life. When you study all through scriptures, there was no doubt, no one who became without the workings and the element of favor. Not even our Lord Jesus Christ. Not even our Lord Jesus Christ could do without favor. The Bible is speaking about Jesus in Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. If Jesus needed favor with man, who are you? The Savior himself needed favor with man. Needed favor with man. Needed favor with man. Favor with God and favor with men. If Jesus needed favor with men, he needed favor. If Jesus needed favor, you and I even need it much more. Because when you look at the life of Jesus, he shouldn't be needing favor. But yet, the Bible said he grew in wisdom, in stature, favor with God, and with man. You know, when I look at our church today, one of the things I can see is everything happening here is by the favor of God. You can't trace anything to any human effort. Yes, I work hard, Cordelia works hard, but you can't. There are those who work harder than us, who are not where we are. You can see favor. You can see favor. You can see favor. Friends, when favor is at work, your little effort is amplified. When favor is at work, you may not pray for it, but you will have it. When favor is at work, what others are dying to have, it comes to you freely. God said, I will give these people favor. I declare, receive favor in the name of Jesus. I said, receive favor in the name of Jesus. Receive favor in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, if you and I are conscious of predestination, then favor is a requirement. In the book of Genesis 13, you will see what God told them. He told Abraham in Genesis, is it Genesis 13? Yes, in Genesis 15, verse 13, God said to Abraham, he said to Abraham that what he said to Abraham is what is called predestination. He said, put it on the screen for me. He said, then the Lord said to Abraham, know for a certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But it cancels everything else. I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve. And afterwards, they will come out with great possession. That's predestination. That I have predetermined that after 400 years, they will have been in captivity. By the time the captivity is over, I will judge the nation that took them captive, and I will not stop in judging them. I will make sure that they come out with great substance. That is to say, the nation will pay with compensation. That they will come out with great substance. So, predestination. What then is predestination? Predestination is what you have been that you need to become. Because the way God operates is this, he finishes before he begins. Do you know that Israel had already existed before they manifested? So before you ever came into existence, you have been in existence with God, regardless of the circumstances of your birth. Why? Because the circumstances of your birth is irrelevant to the program of God. Predestination. He has already predetermined whichever nation is going to be. Listen, Egypt was not mentioned because God didn't know which nation. God was not, you know, he was trying to make sure that they will not confuse it. So is there any nation, whatever nation is going to be, when you come out, you're going to come out with great substance. And the Bible recorded, tells us that Jeremiah 1:5, it tells us, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Predestination. Before you were born, I consecrated you. Predestination. I appointed you a prophet to the nation. That means before Jeremiah became a formation, he was already in the cognition of God. He was already in the cognition of God. Before he became a formation, God said, I knew you. How do you know someone who was not even formed yet? That is the mystery of predestination. Listen, friends, when you and I understand predestination, you will no longer be anxious anxious for nothing. Whether you are aware or not, whatever you are looking for is already available. Whatever you will become is already available. Whatever God has called you to be, no devil can tamper with you. Whatever you're believing God for, it has already been prepared. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, no eyes have seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagine what God has prepared. What God has prepared. That is, whatever you will need, God has prepared it. Your next level, he has prepared it. He is not an irresponsible father. He has prepared whatever you will need. He is a faithful father. And every responsible father, one thing they do is they make supply available before the need arises. So whatever your need is, the supply is available. Whatever you need healing, the supply is available. And I declare, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. There is nothing you are looking for our Heavenly Father hasn't prepared for. And the Bible tells us that Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13 verse 8. Which means before he lived, he had already died. That is the mystery of predestination. So predestination stipulates that whatever you are struggling to become, you have been. Now, whether you become it or not is going to be on the platform of the following things. Number one, knowledge. Number two, prayer. Number three, faith. And number four, favor. And most times, most believers only stay with the other three. They have knowledge, they have prayer, they have faith, but favor is absent. Listen, friends, without favor, you could be and never become. Without favor, I repeat, you could be and never become. There are people that their destiny is to get to a certain level, but because of lack of favor, they are not becoming. They are not becoming. They are not becoming. Favor is what reconciles your predestination with your manifestation. Favor reconciles your predestination with your reality. Favor is a reconciler. It reconciles your predestination with your reality. Are you aware that whilst Israel were slaving away in Egypt by predestination, according to Genesis 15, they were ordained for great substance. They were ordained. And child of God, it is time that you and I receive what has been prepared. It is time that you receive what our Heavenly Father has prepared. You're believing God for healing. It has been given already. You're believing God for breakthrough. It has been given already. You're believing God for restoration. It has been given already. Whatever it is you're trusting God for, it has been given. And I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Enter what our Father has prepared for you in the name of Jesus. In your business, enter what our Father has prepared for you in the name of Jesus. In your career, enter what our Father has prepared for you in the name of Jesus. And I declare you are highly favored in the name of Jesus. I say you are highly favored in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, everyone in scriptures who came into their predestination, it all happened by favor. Israel needed favor to come out as spoken by the Lord. The Bible tells us, actually, when you study the scriptures very well, God spoke about Mary. In the book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, he said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. No name was given. The only thing that was said is a virgin shall conceive. It didn't say Mary shall conceive. Don't confuse that. No. The Bible didn't say Mary shall conceive. It said a virgin shall conceive. Now, when this prophecy was given, the young girl named Mary, if her great-great-great-grandparents were not even born. But the word came. How did it come into manifestation? By favor. Luke 1:28. Put on the screen. He said, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. She wasn't the only virgin in Israel. Favor. I don't know how God decided that favor. I don't know. But one thing I know is favor went and located a girl called Mary and gave her the privilege to be the earthly container through which the Messiah will come into the earth. How did he receive it? By favor. He said, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women. Was it that Mary was the most righteous? No, but favor. Was it that Mary was the most highest virgin? No, favor. I pray for you today in the name of our Lord Jesus. Favor will single you out in the name of Jesus. In the midst of the rest, favor will single you out in the name of Jesus. Receive favor in the name of Jesus. Prophecy was given. No name was given. But when it was time for fulfillment, favor went and located a girl and picked her. She was not the only virgin. She was not the most righteous virgin. If there's anything like that. Amen. And the Bible said, blessed are you amongst women. I don't know. I believe the angel said, I don't know how our Father in heaven concluded on you. But my own is to bring the message. He saw every other woman in Israel your age. In fact, in our calculation of virgins, you are virgin number 1002. You are virgin 1002. So, in fact, your own virginity, we're still questioning it. Because you already betrothed to Joseph. And there can be some kissy-kissy going on, you and Joseph. So, but somehow, by favor, the Father came for you. The Father came for you. I don't know who you are. You don't qualify in the natural, in terms of human ability. But I pray for you today. Favor will single you out in the name of Jesus. Favor singles you out in the name of Jesus. Receive it by favor in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Favor came on Mary. She became the virgin that was prophesied about. No name was given, but favor chose her. Favor came on Mary that brought about a conception with a child without the input of a man. I pray for you today again in the name of our Lord Jesus. All that the Father has prepared for you, it comes into your life by favor in the name of Jesus. Favor brings to your hands what you are believing for in the name of Jesus. I speak to everyone tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice, online in the building. I declare every day of this year, it shall be favored day for you in the name of Jesus. You shall be favored in the name of Jesus. Every week of this year, the 33 weeks left, I declare, it shall be weekly favor in the name of Jesus. Receive it by grace in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Thunder, I am highly favored. Thunder, I am highly favored. The good thing about favor is only God can give it. Without favor, it is impossible to maximize potential. Without favor, it is impossible to fulfill purpose. Without favor, it is impossible to accomplish destiny. Without favor, it is impossible to come into all that God has ordained. Where there is no favor, a person that is highly gifted can go unnoticed. Anywhere there is no favor, you can be highly gifted and you go unnoticed. Nobody ever notices you. Nobody ever notices your labor. Nobody ever notices you. Where there is no favor, effort can be wasted. Where there is no favor, labor can be destroyed. Where there is no favor, all your input can become nothing. It can amount to zero. Friends, hear me. What is required to fulfill destiny is not by might. It is not by human strength. What is required to fulfill destiny is favor. It is God, and God gives favor. Hey! We came in here by favor. You see this building? We entered here by favor. It wasn't by might. It wasn't by strength. It was by favor. And the former organization that used to be here, they are somewhere else. They are thriving so well. Thriving so well. So God, like I said, for the fact that you made room for my church to be here, I'm going to prosper you beyond measure. And they're doing so well. When I mean so well. Favor. So favor is contagious. You can relate to someone who carries favor, and all of a sudden their favor rubs off on you. Hallelujah. Favor was at work, friends. Favor. When there is no favor, effort can be wasted. Where there is no favor, the harder you work, the harder life becomes. Favor is required for the next level of life. Favor is required for the fulfillment of destiny. Favor was at work in the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Even at birth, people that didn't know Jesus, they brought gifts to him. Favor. The Bible said, wise men from the east traveled. They traveled that distance to where Jesus was. They didn't know Mary. They didn't know Joseph. They didn't know anybody in their lineage. But because he was born in favor, these wise men from the east, they gave Jesus expensive and luxurious gifts. People will come from far to bless you in the name of Jesus. I said, people will come from far to help you in the name of Jesus. This wise man traveled that distance to honor him as a king, even when he was not born like a king. He didn't look like a king. He was not born in the palace. He was born in the manger. He was born where animals were being reared. Listen, they brought gifts that were necessary for his destiny. That's why Jesus started life on credit. He started life on plenty. He had plenty. Jesus didn't start life broke. They brought gifts. Gold, myrrh, frankincense, all of those things. And they came to honor him as a king, even though he was not born in the palace. My friend, where you are born is irrelevant when favor is at work. Maybe you've been crying, why is my father not Mutsepe? God is saying, no. What I'm about to do is to raise you as Mutsepe from your lineage. You've been crying, God, why? Why is my father not this person? And God is saying, no. What I'm about to do is going to happen to you by faith so that no man can take the glory. So that by the time I'm done, no man can take the glory. So that by the time I'm done, when people look at your life, they lift their voice and say, this can only have been God. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Favor on his life compelled this wise man to come with gifts fit for a king to honor him. As I close, hear me, friends. Where there is no favor of people who by predestination are supposed to honor you, they will not honor you. Where there is no favor, people that should naturally be connected to you, they will avoid you. Where there is no favor, people that should naturally help you, they will see you as someone they should oppose all the time. One of the prayers I pray for myself is the land will favor me. I declare, my wife is here. For the last 20-something years, that's why I've been praying. The land will favor me. This land will favor me in the name of Jesus. The land will favor me. My friend, if I were you, that's what I should still pray. Because when the land favors you, there are things that will happen for you effortlessly. When the land favors you. When the land favors you. Didn't you see that with Jesus, everything he needed, because the land favored him, everything he needed per time showed up. Why? Because he had favor with men. According to Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. So everything Jesus needed per time, men were bringing it. They were bringing it. Jesus was God, and yet he needed favor from men. He needed a donkey to enter Jerusalem. He assessed that donkey by favor. He needed an upper room for his last supper with the disciples. He assessed it by favor. Even when he carried his cross, by favor, a man who didn't know him, the cross was meant for him to carry alone. The man came from nowhere and collected the cross and carried the cross some kilometers for Jesus, excusing him of the pain and the stress and the labor. Carried it up until where he was getting close to the place of crucifixion. He handed it over so that Jesus can finish the few meters left. Favor. When men carry your cross for you, I don't know who you are, they will carry your cross for you in the name of Jesus. By the favor of God, they will carry your cross for you in the name of Jesus. They carried his cross. The man carried it. Listen, for you to see favor at work. Do you know they were not the soldiers, the Roman soldiers were not to allow him carry that cross for him. But favor spoke. They overlooked the protocol. And they said, well, you want to carry the cross, carry it. By law, they were not supposed to carry that cross for him. Carry the cross. Favor.
Now we understand Luke 2. He had favor with God and with men. Favor. Give the Lord your praise this morning, this evening. Favor. When it was time for Jesus to be buried, by favor, he assessed a brand new tomb. Was buried there. Hear me, friends? If all you have in life is what you have labored for, my friend, you're a failure. And I repeat it. If all you have, that there can't be a trace of anything in your life where you can look back and say, this was God. That you can look back and sit down. And you search and search and search. You can't find any human impute. You can't find your labor in it. Like, you look, you can't. You turn it upside down, you can't. If all you have in life is what you labored for, my friend, it's not good. Favor brings the fulfillment of predestination. Otherwise, you may end up a great destiny and no fulfillment. End up with a great destiny, no fulfillment. Hear me, friends. The year will pass by if you don't lay hold on favor. You will toil all night and catch nothing if you don't lay hold on favor. Remember, Solomon comes to the scene and he tells us that the race is not to the swift. He said, battle is not to the strong. Bread is, look for that scripture. Put it on the screen for me. I want to read it properly. Let's rise on our feet. Let's read that scripture. If all you have is what you have labored for, my friend, something is not right. As a believer, you're not a self-made man. You're a God-made. There are things, there should be a lot of things in your life that you trace. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is, you're just tracing them. This is God. This is God. Almost everything about my life is God. Everything. Ministry, God. My wife, God. My wife, God. It was God. Favor. I'm telling you now. If you manage your wife by labor, that's why you're still laboring in marriage. That explains your labor in marriage. That explains your labor. That's why you're still laboring. Favor. Favor. They've been inviting me, come and preach, come and preach, come and preach. I just refuse one day. I just say, okay, let me just do this night service for you people. And I don't like preaching anywhere, honestly. I don't. If I ever preach for you, you should be giving Jesus praise. Oh, I'm telling you. You should give God thanks if I ever preach for you. And I arrived to preach. As I said hallelujah, and this beautiful damsel said amen. I knew this one. This is it. And the anointing increased that day, I tell you. Let me read it from my own scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, I read. It says, and I returned, and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding. So that tells me riches is not by labor. He said riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. So you don't receive favor because you're the most skillful. Remember what I said to you, favor is from God. But time and chance happens to them all. There's nothing wrong in acquiring skill. But after you acquire skill, my friend, receive favor from God. Because you can be highly skillful and at the same time, earthly irrelevant. Lift your voice. Begin to thank the Lord for favor. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Bread is not to men of understanding. Neither favor to the skillful. Because favor is not from man, it's from God. Lift your voice. Thunder after me. Say, right now, I position myself for supernatural favor. Thunder, right now, I position myself for supernatural favor. I release help and helpers into my life, into my direction, by the favor of God. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and prophesy it over your life this evening.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.